You know, sometimes when we send reporter Sean Anfinson out to cover a story, he has to travel a bit. But for today's story, Sean had to travel no further than the other end of the hall here at the College of Mass Communication. Visit with the folks at the Center for Popular Music here at Middle Tennessee State.
Nashville bound on Interstate 40, both my diesel stacks, money soft and low. Digging the sound of good country music on the Ralph Emery Show.
Imagine a database of songs about Tennessee, including recordings, sheet music, books, posters, and film, all located in one place and available to the public at the click of a button. This is what the staff at MTSU Center for Popular Music has been working to make a reality. My Homeland is a web-based research guide to songs about Tennessee, bringing together collections from John S. Mitchell and Peter S. LaPaglia, as well as holdings from the center's archives. Assistant Director and Archivist Lucinda Cockrell says the sheer volume of material has made this project quite time-consuming.
You know, we knew there were songs out there, but once we really got into it, we were floored at how many there really are.
MTSU was awarded a grant by the Tennessee Historical Records and Advisory Board to fund the project. Cockrell says the original grant proposal accounted for roughly 550 songs, but their research has produced thousands of songs about Tennessee.
And I'm gonna be my Tennessee.
That night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis.
I was dancing with my baby.
Due to copyright restrictions, not all of the songs will be available as recordings, but those that are available will pass through the center's state-of-the-art audio lab before hitting the web. Curator of recorded music, Martin Fisher, operates the lab. He's responsible for preserving, transferring, and reproducing the recordings. He agreed to demo an exotic Tennessee waltz he's reproduced. Here's Martin Fisher.
What you're going to hear now is a cleaned up version of that, declicked, and then with EQ applied.
Teachers and students may be especially eager to waltz on over to the website. Cockrell says they plan on working with teachers to incorporate lesson plans that utilize their song collection.
One teacher from Soddy Daisy near Chattanooga, who also actually happens to be John Mitchell, who gave us a core of our Tennessee collection. He's going to put together a lesson plan using math and Tennessee River songs.
Cockrell says the website will also be ideal for lessons on Tennessee history. Students can learn from songs covering everything from the Civil War to the Scopes Monkey Trial. If you'd like to learn more, visit WMOT.org to link up with the Center for Popular Music. For WMOT, I'm Sean Anfinson.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see.